I recommend any of his courses from his school. It's called the School of Manifestation. But if you read through any of the links that were on this event, you probably notice all of that. But I'd encourage everyone to explore through that as well. But without further ado, I'll send it over to you then, Sarion. And we do have a couple of people coming, but I'm going to sit up the back and I'll just slink in and out. So
okay.
I hope that's okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for helping organize this and bring this together, because that's what brought me here.
Yeah.
And thank you for all your support and love and enthusiasm and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, I kind of have a feeling about this group, and it's actually not just about this group, it's about what's going on in the world and where we're at right now, and how much our capacity for raising our vibrations and anchoring light has increased. It's being stepped up all the time. And so whenever we have a group of people like this come together, which I can feel all of you have been doing that kind of anchoring light work, then it's an opportunity for us to all boost each other and anchor more light and shift the vibration of the land and receive the codes of light. At the same time as we are also doing this in tandem with other groups and individuals all throughout the world. It's become so accelerated that any time you sit down to align with the incoming energies, the angels are almost automatically focusing on this gentle current that is arising within the earth and arising within our channels that's linking hearts and minds together more and more. So some months ago, they were talking about their work to weave this grid of connection amongst all of the awakening hearts. And now it's like it's moving into a current. Whenever I've seen one of these grids become established in the world, that's the first part. And then once the grid is there, then there's a current that can begin to flow that can carry certain qualities of consciousness around so that it can be more easily channeled into those places where it's needed the most. So I think we're going to be receiving a lot energetically, and even though I may be channeling words and bringing through messages from guides, I think a very large part of our purpose in coming together tonight is just to receive the energy and the love and the light that they want to bring to us. So I would like to invite you to really receive this evening as if you were coming to a healing temple to receive a healing. There are healers that are present here, higher selves included, all of our angelic guides, all of the different beings that we work with, and many others that have shown up to assist us to change our vibrations, to shift more out of the old and align with vibrations of light and knowledge and love that are completely new, that have only really been held thus far by very advanced masters. But we are here to move into alignment with incoming waves of energy that are constantly asking us and calling us to just be receptive and just hold it in our hearts. The last few of these that I've done, the masters have come in and worked with each individual in some way. And what I find is a lot of times the channeling, the messages, has a way of kind of addressing whatever's going on in the room. Sometimes it'll focus in on a single person for a moment, and then it'll move to somewhere else, and I don't know what's happening or who's calling forth what. But even that is just kind of entertainment for the mind while the energy work is happening behind the scenes. You know, the masters are keeping us engaged and relaxed and entertained and in a space of feeling honored by their presence while they are working on us in very subtle ways. So I don't know who's going to be speaking to us. I just know that I feel a great inspiration about being here with all of you. And I can feel that I'm really here humbly as a facilitator amongst people who are very much catalysts for change and beacons of light in this community. And I really appreciate that, having the opportunity to be of service to you in this way.
These are my dear, dear friends, Jojo and Linda, and
I am Francesca.
You guys want to come over here, Jojo?
I think the first part of what we're going to do may be like a little bit of a guided meditation, just to connect in with the energies, so that we're all channeling the incoming healing energies together. And I want each of you to really feel your own strength, your own inner calling, your own power as a channel and a conduit for healing energy. So imagine that you are being greeted and addressed by many guides and many other healers that are coming into this space with us to honor you as a healer, as a channel, as a conduit. And really receive the gratitude that all beings have for you, for your role as an anchor of love and light. Feel how celebrated you are, not just amongst those that are here this evening, but amongst all of your spirit colleagues and all of the other people throughout the world that have come here to be the people of light with us. Each one of you is known within a much greater community. And so feel your vastness. Feel how far your presence extends out into the world. There are times when you speak to the world with your prayers, when you address humanity, when you address the earth. And there are far away people, other awakening hearts that hear that and that feel welcomed into the world as keeper frequency, because there's a feeling that I'm not alone. There are others out there like me. The Archangel Metatron is present with us, overlighting this gathering in part, sharing with us a vibration and a vision of our unity as people of light. There is an accelerated focus to bring people globally who are able to align with this and receive this into a single container for the resonance of light. A space where we are able to experience the bridging of our hearts with that of our angelic counterparts. So feel the current that is circulating throughout the world within this grid that is linking all of our hearts together. There is an agreement that was made amongst many that as keepers of light, we would walk in the shadows of duality, invisible, to not be seen, to not be recognized as the light, and to not even recognize ourselves as the light. many made this agreement and said, I am not ready, I'm not willing to open as a channel to shine until we all begin to do this together as one, until the light increases in the world enough that I will not be treated as some kind of an outcast or something threatening or something greatly misunderstood. And so we came into these embodiments with the knowing that that time would come when the light would return, it would strengthen enough in the world that we would feel safe to open our channels. We would know deep down inside that I am opening my channel to receive the light, to hold the light, in a time when that field of consciousness is supported. In another time, you might have attracted a lot of unwanted attention. You might have been overwhelmed by dark forces, attempting to corrupt the light. It would have been difficult to discern truth with that much interference. But that is not the time we are living in. Now it doesn't matter if there are various forms of interference showing up. There is also a strong backbone of light and protection, wisdom and discernment available to us through the current of the light grid. That current is flowing, beginning to increase inside each of our chakras. It is very much like the internet and its ability to transmit our communications into the world. But this field of light, this current inside you, is more intelligent. It can recognize with an omniscient awareness exactly what keys you hold for others and can energize them, bring them forth inside of you, cause you to begin to vibrate and transmit your keys into the current so that they go where they need to go. And likewise, whatever you need, whatever anyone needs within this field, the current brings it. It brings it into your heart, into your mind. You are not just becoming channels of your higher selves or of the angelic presence or any other guides. We are here now to recognize that we are becoming channels for the collective humanity, the collective of all the keepers of light. And so allow yourself to feel this gentle current of energy flowing through this room. Allow it to anchor through you and celebrate it. We're going to be silent for a little while I tune to the guides and see what they would like to bring through. There's an Arcturian presence that is with us right now. And the Arcturians are showing that there is an alignment taking place between all of our channels collectively and the Arcturian ship that is working with us. And so they have placed themselves in a position to assist with the opening of our channels into a greater connection with the galaxy. There are also many angelic beings that are also interacting with the channel of the group. And so as we go deeper into the space of this channeling, just allow yourself to receive the energy, the love, the embrace of all of the Arcturian temple workers and healers. And however long we are in the silence awaiting the message, just receive the work and know that a very refined attunement is taking place. My beloved friends, I have called you forth for a special purpose this evening. I am the Archangel Metatron, and I have called you forth as I have also called the Arcturians here. You have both equally answered the calling. There is a very unique stream of consciousness and light, a code of consciousness being downloaded into the grid of this planet. The Arcturians are a part of it. My presence was with the Arcturians when they made their ascension. What we are doing now is the same thing that happened on their world. We are activating the sacred geometric codes that exist within matter and exist within your DNA. The Arcturians received part of their own divine presence as Metatronic form. When they were ready to become a collective, when they were ready to become one with the light, I sent down a part of myself, a gift, a Metatronic form that became part of the vehicle of their new consciousness. And as this gift was sent down, began to stimulate inside the Arcturians and inside their living worlds the keys, the Metatronic codes, to a greater expression of life in the universe. It stimulated their eternal nature as souls and connected them to the singularity of their higher selves, which was formed into a collective on many levels, in part through the Metatronic gift of unity. Each Arcturian came to know his or herself as an aspect of this Metatronic form. It was part of a process that we have called angelic integration. I formed a bridge that allowed the angelic realms and the emerging singularity of their consciousness to integrate into a singular form. This is a form of evolution that fulfills part of the design of the universe. It is something that the angels have been waiting for in this world. It fulfills a part of their purpose, just as receiving the gift of the angelic frequency in your consciousness fulfills a part of the human design. You are equal parts of something that you are both evolving into. An angel-infused civilization of light-bearing energies. This is the code of consciousness that the Arcturians represent as aspects of your potential. The grid has already been formed to carry this code. And now, you have been called forth to download it. I have sent down a gift that has already arrived in the world. Has already become a part of the earth. It is a vast living structure that is fulfilling the work of aligning the frequencies of your DNA with this bridge into the angelic realms. All of this is happening through your DNA. It is being made to vibrate, just as the land is being made to vibrate with it according to the same frequency. And as you align to receive the gift, the Arcturian code of consciousness, they are aligning you with the gift of my presence in the world through this sacred living form that is now vibrating within the earth. For a living world to receive the gift of the Metatronic form, it is quite a milestone. The journey and evolution of such worlds. The journey that humanity will make, eventually leaving behind this world, traveling as beings of light. You will also come to share this code of consciousness with others. There are many other worlds in this galaxy that may receive such a gift. This gift in your world is protecting you. It protects the integrity of the light. There have been times where the light is not as strong as the forces that opposed it. The integrity of the light diminished. It is interesting to watch how even as the light is growing stronger, breaking free from all that has bound it in the past, the presence of this victory is bringing to the surface the memories when the light was lost. It looks very bleak in the world from a certain viewpoint. Most human beings, even a great many, those who access the light in their channels, do not see how vast the structures are that are supporting you to awaken. Imagine this beautiful channel of energy, this pillar of light that you have anchored here, expanding out into the surrounding land. And allow the frequency here to be opened. You are going to remember your connection to light as a current, as this was being spoken before. as we continue to do this work with you, you will find yourself having experiences where you feel lit up from the inside, where suddenly your body begins to vibrate. You do not know where the energy is coming from. You may not even know where it is going. What is happening, though it may seem like a localized experience, only happening inside of your body in any given moment, it is actually a collective experience. There are tremors. There are ripples taking place. The fabric of this reality. What is happening is we are awakening other people in the world through you. Most people, when they experience an awakening, they experience an increase in their light. They are boosted in their vibrations. And even if they are not able to hold the levels of vibration that are sent to awaken them, still, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to break a human being free from duality, long enough to have a glimpse into the unity of the new world. And though we are certainly capable of achieving that effect without a great apparatus of human support, it is so much more beautiful when we are able to co-create with you. And so much easier to reach those that have been so difficult for us to reach. So you may begin to vibrate, feel a current of light flowing through you. And there will be many others that are also being tapped on the shoulder, so to speak, to receive this current as it will be flowing towards others that we are seeking to awaken and boost into greater awakeness. In this way, we are working with you in concert to awaken the body of humanity. What is happening in this experience? How can you facilitate it? How can you consciously engage the experience? It begins with a simple word. It is the word that I am calling for all human beings and for all human cells even to awaken into. The word is align. I am broadcasting this word, as are many others. Your future selves are broadcasting the word align, align, align with the code of the ascension timeline that is being sent back from thousands of years in the future. This word has a special resonance to it. It carries a special code. It aligns you. It has an effect on the resonance of your DNA. That is because DNA was created with the code of this word embedded into it. DNA was designed to create a home, a place for certain forms of consciousness in the physical. And yet when you cross a certain threshold, there is a hidden function in DNA that becomes active. DNA responds to the call of alignment, to align with the return path to source. Align, align, align. And so you, as beloved co-creators, can align with the power of this word. You can amplify it. You can be the bridge between the angelic source, this calling. Making a vibration of this living word and command easier to receive by those who we have had so much difficulty reaching. And so when you feel the current of light flowing through you, when you feel your oneness with humanity, remember the word align, as this is what you are speaking into the world. You are calling others into alignment with this current and frequency of light. And when you speak that word, you are speaking it with the angels, so that you speak with one voice, calling humanity, align, align, align. What are you aligning with? What are you calling others to align with? You are calling them to align with the equality that is in the light, to receive the support of wholeness in humanity. And to receive the loving embrace of the angelic presence. And so you have come here to integrate with those alignments, so that you may speak from within them the code of the word align. There are many forms of distinction and identity that are quite normal in the current conversation about who you are, who other beings are. There are humans, and there are angels, and there are Arcturians. Yes, that is one way of looking at it. Let's shift perspectives a little bit here. Let's dissolve the difference between what a human being is and what an angel is. You are becoming integrated with the angelic presence, and this is part of it. They are becoming more human, as you are becoming more angelic. So do not see any longer a difference. Yes, there are differences in the vibration, the qualities of consciousness, until you become more integrated. But see yourself as an incarnated angel, and see everyone around you as an angel. Claim that part of your identity. Feel yourself as an angel in human form, and how much your angelic colleagues in spirit appreciate and love this part of themselves that is you. So also the Arcturians see a great reflection of themselves inside of you. And as they represent the prototypes of human consciousness, as beings of love and light that have graduated from the 3D experience, see yourselves, the Arcturians. Say to yourself, I am an Arcturian. It doesn't matter whether or not you have ever lived an incarnation in one of the Arcturian homeworlds. What matters is that you let go of the distinction of that's yours, this is mine. I am human, you are Arcturian. Let the word Arcturian shift in your mind to mean something that is much closer to human. See the Arcturians as simply other humans. And see them also as incarnated angels. Allow these different forms of identity to become mixed in your consciousness. There is a code there. There is a relationship between you and your angelic counterparts. And there is a relationship that both of you have with the Arcturian presence, as you are all mirroring various aspects of one another. Now there is an Arcturian presence that would like to speak with you. And so, receive my love, my embrace. I will be with you through the changes. And you may receive a part of my presence as one of your guides. we are the Arcturians. We are blessed to be a part of this gathering from the inner planes. We would like for you to feel something of the way in which we regard you, entering into this space, speaking to you in this way. We are humbly your equals. We sometimes experiment with wearing your names. We quite enjoy reflecting your energies. When we meet you in our consciousness, we feel a part of your energy, your personality, your essence reflecting into us. And we wear these essences and enjoy them for a time. It's a great source of wonder to be able to know beings such as yourselves in this way. It is part of the gift of having come so far in our own journey of spiritual and physical evolution, the universe. We are able to meet beings that have the capacity to reflect our consciousness. And so you experience channeling our energies. You can, for a time, feel a little more Arcturian. And because we have no attachment to the human energy, we have been granted this permission by the angelics, by your own souls and higher selves, to interact with you at various points, to encourage you about various ways of being. Because we have no attachment, we are allowed to channel a bit of humanity's energy into ourselves through this reflectivity back and forth. And then we go on back into the Arcturian vibration, taking with us the living memories, the beauty and the wonder of this experience of two completely different galactic civilizations reflecting each other's core spiritual nature, as we have discovered at the core we are truly all the same. There is a spark and an essence there that is universally recognized. You could travel from one end of the universe to the other, and you would be able to meet those who recognize this spark, who speak of it, who know of it, who expect, as you do, that there are others. And so we are. Reflection. Proof that the divine seed of consciousness is truly universal. Feel your equality with us. feel how we are celebrating your strength, your courage. We are incredibly inspired by your courage. And we have been blessed to bring to you a gift that comes in part from our own inspiration about the process of planetary ascension, but also it is a gift drawn forth from the earth. There are many portals of connection and light inside your animals. We have spent a considerable amount of time studying these, their relationship to the human form. We see a reflection of ourselves in you as we look at how you mirror back for us the role of guardians and stewards of life. And we would like to bless this aspect of who you are by bringing forth into this space and into this land through you a consciousness that is being gathered together amongst many species of animals. You might say that there is a council that has been formed where many species that are becoming conscious, that are receiving light as you are, have begun to feel the presence of a planetary spirit, a common spirit that moves through all life. There are a great many animals that are experiencing the opening of this awareness in a similar way that you are. We have signaled the many resources that hold this frequency in the animal kingdom. And we have taken our honoring of this emerging spirit, our recognition of what it is, our deep knowledge of what this was on our worlds. And we are placing this into the land, an honoring of this spirit that is calling forth from these many families of consciousness, a focus. They are being called to vibrate with the current as they are turning towards you here. And so allow us to focus into each of your hearts and minds, into your bodies, upon the presence of this universal spirit, the resonance of a spirit that is shared amongst all the animals. Feel your equality with this. Release the old program of superiority. The vehicle that Metatron has sent down. It is also a vehicle for the animals. It is integrated with them. And there are many human tribes as well that have begun to feel the spirit arising. As you receive our honoring of this universal animal spirit within you, you may feel or sense or see the presence of one or more animal forms blend with your frequency. Whatever animal comes into your consciousness, be with that sacred form for a few breaths. Feel how the presence of that form is expanding your heart. There is a collective heart present that is anchoring through this relationship with the animals. It's not just a collective heart for human beings. The collective human heart is inclusive of all life forms here, and so they are a part of this collective heart. There's no reason to feel sorrow and guilt about all of those animals that have been hurt or killed. Part of humanity feels a great sorrow about this, though there is a place for that emotion. We do not wish for you to dwell upon such collective feelings. Instead, feel the celebration that a change is taking place. All of the loss, the sorrow, the pain is a natural part of this evolutionary process. It has happened on many other worlds before. You are not the first world to have greatly diminished the presence of the animals. You are not the first world that has used animals for commercial purposes, or who have treated them as commodities. You are not the first, and you will not be the last. This is actually a fairly common stage that many worlds go through. And so accept this. Accept that the Great Spirit, all the animals, have also accepted this. They accepted this because there was a promise that was made. The promise of a new world, where everything would be brought back into balance and harmony, humanity would live in harmony with nature. So do not dwell on the losses. Do not allow yourself to become affected by humanity's collective pain or collective fear or collective despair. As you open your channels and become more sensitive, it is certainly possible that you could be affected by such collective feelings. We are here to assist you to align with something else instead. To feel the equality, the forgiveness, and the inclusiveness of this great resonance of light that is anchored by your animals. To feel your oneness with it. Feel yourselves as a part of it. And embrace all of it as the stewards and the wise guardians that you are. As this field strengthens, you may experience increased contact with many different animal forms from within. You may continue to feel bridges activating between your consciousness and that of these other sacred forms. It is going to become increasingly important in the light work that you do to spend time connecting with the earth. You do not have to go off into the wilderness. You do not have to be isolated. You could be in the middle of a city park. You could be in your own backyard. Recognize, though, that as the current of light increases, increasing the unifying effect on humanity and the animals, there is always more that you can receive. And it is becoming easier all the time to engage the flow. And so bring the earth into your meditations. Think of the earth as a great mystery. A mystery that has many secrets to reveal, many hidden forms of knowledge, and these can simply be absorbed through your internal contact with the hologram of the earth as an internal spiritual interface. The earth hologram is reflecting in your aura. So when you commune with the earth, you are aligning with a hologram of the earth's energy. You ask the earth to reveal her mysteries to you. when you will align yourself with the restoration of ancient earth knowledge that is taking place. So you do not need to ever think that you know so much about the earth. Imagine that there are untold mysteries, unlimited discoveries, and that as you commune with the earth, you can always learn something new. You can always retrieve another piece of knowledge. It has been our great pleasure to be here. I know that we will walk with you many times by your side invisibly. In those moments, the Creator gives us the opportunity, when your souls have called this forth, we are greatly honored to share space with you. So allow yourself to come back to the room all the way. And just give thanks for all the energies here. Thank you, Archangel Metatron. Thank you, Arcturians. Thank you, all of our beloved animals.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, people laying on the ground that didn't snore. Really?
Yeah.
You felt that?
Yeah. About probably 3 minutes before you, a couple of minutes before you said, this is the Archangel Metatron. I was like, yes.
I felt the Arcturians come in first.
Right, yeah.
And so they kind of did a little switcheroo because I thought I was going to get an Arcturian transmission.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know, they weren't coming in. And then I was getting told, no, go higher.
Yeah. Yes.
There's something else there. The Arcturians are just aligning with something else.
Yes.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
I need to really collect up the whole series of transmissions that I've had from Metatron. I think I've had like 5 or 6 now, and they all do kind of link together as a narrative.
Right, yeah.
You know, there was one, I think in the Arcturian course, actually.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Where Metatron spoke of this Metatronic form that was being sent down to bring all of the people holding receptivity to the light together into, you know, as a collective.
Yeah.
And this, in a way, it was like a commentary on that piece that came through then, which, you know, you didn't need to hear the first piece because it explained it all here. But we were there. I mean, in the course, that's when we were getting the information that this was happening. It was being sent down. And now it's here and it's taking shape and it's having an effect on human consciousness. There's a piece, I'm just now remembering, that I was receiving at the very beginning from the Arcturians. It's like it downloaded, but it never even came out in words. But they were commenting on what they heard coming through the first part of the channeling, and they were speaking about how interesting it was to watch what they call Metatronic speech. So, I mean, Metatron is such a vast being. I don't feel, you know, when I'm speaking on behalf of that energy, maybe there are times when I feel like it is, you know, directly that being and nothing else. And there are other times where I feel like there's a resonance of Metatron. And it's like a Metatronic level of ourselves. And I have received information that there are like just, you know, billions of like versions of, you know, Metatronic guides that are sent forth. It's like we each have our own personal Metatronic guide, an aspect of Metatron. And that's part of where these transmissions come from. It's not just the singularity of Metatron, it's the presence of the Metatronic guide that is the bridge between the human consciousness and, you know, Metatron, as the source of that Metatronic consciousness. And we all have that. It's part of the bridge of angelic integration taking place. And so I had this awareness that the Arcturians were saying, we remember when our world first started to have this experience where we saw what they called Metatronic speech, the frequency of the Metatron coming through the frequency of their people and expressing itself. And they were, in a way, kind of commenting on what they were seeing here, like, oh yes, this happened on our world too. You know, there were people that started to get this connection to the Metatron and to receive downloads from it and to speak of the universal connection that we have to that aspect of the One. So that was really cool. But I didn't speak that part out. Yeah. Well, actually, in this case, I heard them say, 'cause sometimes I just hear telepathically what the guides are saying in the room, and it's not all like directed at the audience, but I'm just kind of saying what some of the commentary was. And yeah, there are always parts of it that can't be put into words. Anyone else like to share? When you introduced me, you actually really introduced the Arcturians as well in what you said, and I thought, like, I bet the Arcturians are going to come in, because I actually felt their resonance already coming through you when you were speaking.
Well, I wouldn't have found you if I wasn't, like I said, didn't have this big galactic radar going, you know, reading about the Pleiadians and just reading lots of different bits of material, and then I saw your course, and then I took the leap to do it, and it just went from there. So, and just like what channeled through from them tonight, it's like they've just got so much support for our ascension because they've had their ascension, and that they're like, fully around to guide us and to not be afraid of them, but to welcome their presence, and that they work with the archangels and work with, the team that's supporting us as well.
I loved when you were saying that many channels were waiting to fully open until there was this network of light workers that were meant to connect. But we've been saying that for many years, and part of our mission, Katie and me, is to connect light workers and to support, and we've also stopped kicking people up the bum because we realise it's all in divine right timing and divine order. And I actually love that, because our people are really opening up everywhere. And when you look at them and think, I knew you were going to do that, and they just blossom, it's very quite amazing. And very quickly, like they've been gathering the courage, but the seed was planted a long time ago, and then it's like boom, and it's there. It's amazing.
I really felt the part about altering the meaning of the words, human, angel, Arcturian, and making them all mean something more similar, that's more interconnected. A lot of the information I've channeled over the years has talked about, there's actually a specific prophecy that I received called the language shift. It's about a language shift taking place where the meaning of our words becomes altered in the presence of the field of light. And we begin to use language differently. And then we also align our speech, which is actually something we're doing inside the brain, inside certain brain centers and the chakras, where we align our awareness of language and our speech with this current of light that's coming through us. So when we align language with light, there are codes, specifically in the English language, that will come to light, because the light will illuminate the hidden code of the English language and how it was designed as a gateway into higher levels of light language. And there are many different language shifts that will take place over the centuries, where part of the way in which the vibration of humanity actually increases is through aligning with a way in which language is itself shifting. Because when you understand that language is a field, and language is connected to all of our minds in a very highly specific way that links us into a universal creative field, then you understand that there's a relationship between language and the larger construct of reality, and even the quantum nature of reality. So every shift in consciousness is also a shift in language. It's happened like that on other worlds. And the design of any planetary language system, or multiple languages systems, is designed very specifically from another level to catalyze awakening in certain ways.
And I'm sure everyone in this room, when they speak to people, about their passions or just supporting your friends or whatever, you can feel the divine codes coming through to your friends or your people at your work when you speak to them, like, because you're aligning with that frequency of light, and you come away from the conversation and go, that was blessed and beautiful, and the person will often say to you, that really meant a lot to me, and that's kind of the stream that you're talking about, isn't it? The current, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel that some of that awareness of the current is, that information was prophetic. It's describing kind of where we're at, what's starting to happen, and what we're moving into. And that's what a lot of the channelings that I receive do. Mm-hmm. Actually, there was something that was being spoken two nights ago when I channeled in Newcastle. And Master Katumi was speaking about how when we look at the conflicts going on in the Middle East and other parts of the world, when we see war and violence and things like that, that we should imagine that it's like looking through a time tunnel or a window into the past, because that's not the reality for a great many people.
Yeah.
You know, that most people in the world want peace. Most people are choosing peace. Mm-hmm. There's enough people aligned with the arrival of the new paradigm of peace that it's already occurred for a great many people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of represent the future for those that are still stuck in deeper levels of duality. And so he was saying that we should then in turn look at the war and the violence happening in different places as the past.
Yeah.
It's not the present.
Not
it's just that there's actually,
yeah.
There are a couple of different vibratory levels of reality coexisting within the same holographic space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we've kind of leaped slightly ahead into the new world and into a part of the timeline that's more accelerated.
Yeah.
And then there are others that are kind of lagging behind because different people evolve at different rates and...
Mm-hmm.
So see the pollution, even the way in which our senses perceive the pollution in the air. Don't imagine that that is part of the present. It's part of the past. We're tasting a little bit of the past and going, oh, wow, that's what that was like.
That's where the timeline collapses.
Right. Part of the reason why we live in a world that has so much pollution, and especially the way in which we all feel affected by the air pollution, it's very deliberate on the part of a certain faction of human beings that have suppressed technologies, and one of their intentions, and there are many different greedy intentions behind this, but one of the ones that I became aware of is that they deliberately wanted the atmosphere to become more polluted because it is a way of disempowering us on the surface, and it also reflects their hatred of humanity, their hatred of love. So when you realize that all of that pollution, it's kind of like a fence that a certain collective of people have put up between themselves and the rest of us. And they think that they are hurting us, but they're actually really only hurting themselves. They're just trying to maintain separation. So the same is true of these kinds of experiments that are being done with frequency control, where they're beaming out these frequencies that create us to feel agitated and that are very violating. So what they're really doing is creating a frequency fence around themselves. They think they're imprisoning us, but they're actually imprisoning themselves. They think that they are interfering with our energy, but they're really just creating a prison for themselves to lock them away from the oneness, so that they can disassociate even further from the collective vibration and where it's going. So one of the things that I've been sharing with people, I've shared this with every group that I've come across so far, because I love sharing this. It's an incredibly inspiring vision that I had when I was remote viewing into the future. I was given this kind of a window of access to, I don't know, some decades in the future. I don't know, might have been 20 years, could have been 30 years. I don't really know how far away it was. But this was only a couple of years ago that this happened. And at some point, there was a shift, and I was seeing after the shift, And all over the world, I heard people in every language saying the same things. The whole conversation was having the same awareness globally. And they were all saying that the energy of God came into the world and healed the environment.
But through us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everyone was talking about this. Mm-hmm. There was no doubt that there was an energy. Everyone could feel that this energy came from God. It was a restoration of our awareness of a God consciousness in behind creation. And it came in and it restored the environment. This parallels something that the Master Jesus told me on the inner plane, where I was out of body and I found myself on the inner plane with this big meeting, and all these people were gathered around the banks of this lake, and Jesus was standing on the water, and he said that a dispensation of healing was coming and that all of the waters of the earth would be healed. And he spoke of two things that were going to occur. And this was back before these things had happened. I didn't know what they were, but he said that there were going to be two disasters that would help wake humanity up. And when those two things occurred, that was the sign that we were going to be propelled even more quickly towards the awakening that would lead to the healing. And then over the course of a number of years, those two things happened, which was the Deepwater Horizon oil spill and the Fukushima power plant failure. And he said that when this healing occurred for the planet, that all of that radiation and all of the oil and everything would be gone, and that the scientists and the scientific community would not be able to explain it.
Thank you.
And that would, in a way, that would bring the whole scientific paradigm into another level of consciousness.
And that's
because
why we have a huge party.
Yeah. I did have the sense, I will say this though, I have the sense that in that reality where that shift has occurred, I could feel that the population was much larger than it is now. And even though this healing has occurred and we have aligned with a pathway that we know we are going to be able to, go down for centuries and centuries and continue to raise our vibrations, there's still going to be a period of time where there's struggle. And, you know, even with the environment being healed, still creating a peaceful world for that many people where there's harmony and we all are working together, it has the potential to happen and be really amazing, but it's not going to come about without there being a lot of challenges. You know, so there are going to be many challenges, even with the restoration of the environment and the healing of the water. Pretty big logistic challenges to overcome, but those are the challenges that will bring us together.
And what will happen to all the people who have been the ones trying to control us?
I don't know that I haven't really gotten a definitive answer to that yet, because I've seen, I think, all of the major scenarios of how it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen scenarios where most of the world, almost all of the world, shifts into light as one, and there's only maybe a few million people that exist at only a parasitic level of consciousness that literally just disappear. They can't see us anymore. We can't see them. And exactly what happens to them when that occurs, I can't say that I know. I mean, I had a vision once where it's like I was inside their version of the world when it happened. And it's like everyone disappeared, and it was dark. I mean, the darkness that fell upon the consciousness of those people, I don't think they will last long in that world before they exit or experience exiting that world in some way, and, you know, are guided somewhere else. But I was shown, actually, this was the Great Pyramid that spoke this. The pyramid itself spoke and said that this would occur, although I still think that it's just a potential timeline. But it said that once this group of several million is no longer a part of the new humanity, once that separation has occurred, then it will allow the rest of humanity to accelerate in a much faster way into unity consciousness. So that, I think, is the... I think that would be the best scenario out of all the ones that I've seen. That would be the one that I would hope for, is that the majority of the world aligns. I've seen other versions where half of the world shifts and the other half is not able to make the shift, but we kind of are coexisting for a time. It's not like we're invisible to the others, but it's like you have two different species of humans coexisting and overlapping each other, one sort of becoming extinct and the other one increasingly taking off. You know, but we're all still in the same world, but we're having to sort of, you know, very consciously care for the ones that are choosing not to shift until they depart.
I've just got die in my head and you're like, depart.
Isn't that, like, already happening now?
Yeah, that's
what
I thought,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But I'm talking about a version of that that is much more extreme, where the difference between those that are denying oneness and those that are raising their vibrations into higher and higher vibrations of oneness and light, that you would see two very distinct worlds.
Yeah.
And there would be a stratification of consciousness that would be extremely noticeable, where, I mean, it really would feel like two completely different species for a time. But I don't know that it'll happen that way. We don't know.
How easy do you think the transition is going to be for a mother, for Lady Gaia? Do you think that with all the light coming in and everyone sending so much love, you know, into Gaia, that she will be able to transcend more easily?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely not worried about the Earth.
Yeah.
The Earth is going to get taken care of no matter what. It's just a question of what humanity chooses.
Yeah.
But of course, yes, we could actually make the whole thing more graceful for the Earth. There's one other piece related to that. There was the conversation in the future about the energy of God healing the world. There was the thing with Jesus. And then you can actually read the blog article about that one. It's called Regenesis, A Message from Our Future Selves. If you look that up, that's on my blog. I don't know which is going to come first. I think I know. But the arrival of the new paradigm of peace as like a global shift into peace consciousness. I've had so many visions and affirmations from the angels about that, you know, this has already occurred on the timeline that you're on. They've said that. I've had people say, well, you know, if this peace energy is so strong in the world and we're so close to this shift into peace consciousness, then why are there still wars happening? Why is all that still going on? And what the angels have said is that if we only knew how many wars had been averted in the last decade as a result of this peace grid that they created and strengthened when 9/11 happened. So they said, you know, for every war or skirmish that you've seen, there's like 10 other ones that have been averted by the peace grid. So we're only seeing a small percentage of what, you know, would have happened in, you know, an older part of the paradigm shift.
Do we have not to
change ourselves, our consciousness, to feel the love, the peace, the harmony in ourselves, to transform ourselves, ourselves in a body, and to pass it on to the people we are surrounded with.
Right.
And I think we have to start with ourselves, and it starts with the thought to be kind and lovingly.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the start, and then to be conscious what we speak, and then to be conscious what our actions are.
Well, that's one of the things I've been speaking to people about for quite a while now, because I've been shown from an angel's eye view just how big the non-local ripple effect is of our lives, and especially as we have more of this current of light flowing through us, anything that we say or do or think ripples out into the world and can have an effect. It's not just when we are doing something with or to someone directly and the ripple effect goes in that direct one-to-one way. It's also that anything that we do, you pick up a piece of trash on the side of the road and you are creating a resonance for that as a code of consciousness in the collective. So, and also when you engage in various vices that people do, you're also creating a collective resonance to that too. I remember the last time that I was kind of starting to get accustomed to having like a little half of a glass of wine with dinner. Did that for a short period of time, and I was kind of enjoying that as something new. And then I decided I was going to like have a toast to the masters. And I held my glass up, and I was going to like channel the toast, like I'm saying, okay, speak the toast through me. And I held, oh, have you done that before? Okay, well, I held the glass of wine up, and Saint Germain spoke through me and said, here's to the poison that's destroying the human family. And in that moment, I realized that by participating, I was enabling every other person in the world that was drinking.
I don't see it that way.
I'm going to go home and have a glass of wine.
I think it's our intention.
Well, okay,
we can still bless our wine.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I got the same thing.
I knew I would get a reaction from some of you when I said that.
But I got the same thing on salt and sugar, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's like those are the, particularly for channeling and connecting. Yeah. I got told those two are like
salt and sugar.
Just as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that I feel that that was an extreme message.
Was it
to
a joke?
No. It was.
Saint Germain can be funny. Yeah.
Well, for me, what I received from it was this teaching that anything that I do, I'm enabling the entire grid of human consciousness to do.
Yeah.
So if I'm a coffee drinker, I'm enabling everyone to stay hooked on coffee. So it just made me realize that any choice that I
don't have
if you own a cafe, you have to drink coffee.
Yeah.
Have to.
Baby
steps, maybe.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I realized how powerful the choices were, when you choose to transcend a craving, then you're giving that code of consciousness and empowerment to all human beings to become free from that same craving. So the thing is that I took that aspect of the spiritual journey very seriously, but I also have reflected on this a lot, and I have had conversations with the masters about it, and they have said that having that level of discipline about it is also a choice. Mm-hmm. And we also have the freedom to taste life and enjoy all that life has to offer and to experience it and be blessed by it. And, I think it really all comes down to the intent with which you do something. So I'm not one of those people that would say that, it's just bad to do this or to do that. You know, I would never do that. You know, I say that, you know, for me, it's a personal choice to do or not do certain things. And it's because I believe that my example becomes more powerful when I demonstrate a non-attachment to cravings. And that's important for me as an example.
If you go work in France, I wouldn't say anything about the red wine.
I wouldn't.
Don't tell that story in France. Okay, point taken. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you're right about how you know, everything we do matters. And what I tell people is that the kindness that we show people. People are always saying, what can I do? You know, like, I want to join a movement that's going to change the world. Well, we're already part of the movement called the Religion of Kindness, which was the religion of all of the prophets. It was the religion of kindness. Just be good to each other. It's really, really simple. So when we do that, it creates such a huge ripple effect in the world. And the more we practice just being kind, treating people as equals, listening really deeply to the needs of others around us, honoring them as sacred beings, then our light is going to get increased, because anything that we do consistently that is a good example for the masses, then Spirit is going to look at that and go, oh yeah, let's send some more current to that person so that their example goes out and affects more people. Okay, and that's basically how it works. You want more God current, then become more accountable and more aware of and conscious of your example and care about it more.
And then you have to start actually to be first kind to yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
And love yourself.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise you can't pass it on to other people.
Well said. Well, it's getting late, and I would love to
have a glass of wine.
Jojo's got some in her bag, don't worry. Talk about enabling.
Half a glass.
Thank you, everyone, for coming along.
Yes, thank you. Oh, just so you know, hang on, I'm just going to pause this.